So that means when we are using, that's why I love the way Paul puts it on. You will never see Paul use the word blood of Christ in isolation. You already described what he's saying in Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have what? Redemption through his blood. That is what? The forgiveness of sin, right? So, and also, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, on your conscience, you always talk about the results, the results. So, I think I was saying that in connection with something that, God does not deal, like, I was saying God does not deal in hemoglobin. It's not the hemoglobin of Jesus that what? Forgave us. I'm not trying to hack the use of anything blood, but then to always remember the blood of Jesus is our confidence. Why was the name of Jesus is our what? Authority. There's nowhere in the Bible where the blood of Jesus was used to protect ourselves or to cast out demons. When you find one, please let me know. And also when you see the term blood of Christ, especially used by Paul, when you read in context, you is what I is actually talking about the life of Christ himself, his life himself. So he gave his life, he laid down his life. He said God desires no blood. He's not a vampire, amen. He's not a blood vendor. Huh? Say, I cover my radiator with the blood of Jesus. That's why the car will overheat. Don't need the blood of Jesus in your car. The blood of Jesus is meant for the right hand of God, and it's a man that is currently seated there. Amen. Praise God. Okay, do you remember what we said about shadows and reality? Please do your best to be awake. Remember what we said about shadows and reality? Amen? Imagine this is a keyboard right now. And I think we have the shadow of the keyboard around there. Imagine you doing something like this. The keyboard is there and you are trying to play the keyboard on its shadow. Amen? So it actually belittles your intelligence. I didn't know how best to put it. It belittles your personality to value shadows more than reality. It does not make sense at all. Just like this is a microphone that you sing to, I will be talking, and you now went to the shadow and you are trying to sing to it. So don't forget two things. Number one, the reason for a shadow is because a reality exists. If there's no reality, there cannot be a shadow. And also, so the only reason why you should use a shadow is if the reality is veiled, is if you can't see the reality. Is, you know, for instance, you have learned that the moon does not have a light of itself, right? That the moon only reflects the light of the sun. So that means, the reason why we are using all these shadows of the moon to study it is because you are not able to get there. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. If you can actually get to the moon, you don't have to be picturing half moon, full moon. There's actually nothing like half moon. Hope you know. Huh? There's nothing like half moon. There's nothing like full moon. Sorry, there's only half moon, quarter moon. It's just what you can see based on the revolution of the whole universe and the rest. So, a shadow is as useful when the reality is inaccessible. That's just all I'm trying to say. The only reason a shadow is useful is because the reality is not accessible. So, it's almost insanity to be grabbing organ shadows in the presence of the reality. It just does not make sense. You can't justify yourself doing that at all from no angle, from no way. Praise God. So actually, I think I learned that from Pastor Nainka. He said, it is idol worship for you to be appreciating shadows when reality exists. It's actually idol worship. That is the beginning of idol worshiping. When now we have the essence, we have the reason behind the all prophecy, and you are still trying to walk shadows, it's actually idol worship. That is you just trying to be an idol worshiper in church. So I have to say, we have lots of joints where we are just worshiping idols. Amen? Okay, I move slowly today. I think, please don't forget this, next weekend we're going to have proper prayers, 15 stretch. Amen. So don't forget that 15 stretch. And the other weekend, a lot of people will not be here due to prayers. I'm sorry, due to outreach. And for those who will be around, we do some seven. Just seven. Please don't stop, okay? Please don't forget and ensure everybody up and doing that. Other announcements will come in due time. And please, Emperor, can you do your best, please, before Wednesday? Let's get all fires online and let's start sharing them. Don't forget your responsibilities that you are going to do for us. Also, invite your friends, tell them of the meetings. Have one in Kaduna, another is for Pastor Justin to get Sunni. Which one again? Okay, so please let's give it our best shots. Amen. Amen. So now you remember there was a time that I was giving some hints about people call themselves atheists and the rest. I will tell you that we are saying Jesus is a man. How can a man be your savior? How can you be celebrating a man this much? How can you be giving honor, allegiance to men this much? He's not just a man. See your head. When you just tell, ask you, just tell you, see your head. Amen. The fame men gave to Ciro Ronaldo is enough to judge you. Say that. The type of fame, the type of way people celebrate someone like Messi, you know, is enough to judge you. Or you just say that because he's a man, then why should we honor him this much? Yeah, we have physical things enough to just judge without the Bible. Praise God. People dishonor the man Christ Jesus, yet you have other men as your idol. Amen. People have work. Their work, their job is their idol. Because if you can conveniently wake up 60, I am telling. Please don't forget. I'm emphasizing this thing because it's actually serious. See, judgment will be heavy, and there's yet something called judgment of believers. If we can be so dutiful in pursuing money every day, you wake up 6 a.m. pursuing money. Some of you will now come to church. Your house is at the back of this place. Sorry, I don't have anybody in my mind. Yet you'll be struggling, dragging your feet to church by 8:30. You know something is missing. Guys, something, a fuse is missing somewhere in your electrical circuit of your spirituality. Something is just missing. That's just the issue. Now, don't forget, I put something on WhatsApp sales update some days ago. I said judgment will be heavier on what? Omission, not commission. What do you think I mean? Remember that, Larry? Sorry, Ife, are you helping me? Okay. What you fail to do because of what you are doing. Not really what you are doing. It's not because we are not going to get him and say, "Are you? You are a medical student, or you are a art student." Therefore, that is why. No, it won't. No. Or you? Oh, you are always at war. You are a war machine, like energy. You are always at war with designs and rest. That won't be the issue. The issue will be what I fail to do. The reason why you fail to do what you fail to do can even be a justifiable reason. My pastor is ash. Be a reason. Don't you know? Amen. I'm not ash in Christ. Amen. Praise God. The reason can be anything. But the issue is that you have not done what you ought to do. So, see, the way we all devote ourselves to our work is enough to judge us before Christ. Just think about it. If it is God that demands of you that wake up 6 a.m. and go somewhere and come back home 8:30, that for 30K, not 8:30, 25K. Worst case scenario, Alawi, 19,000, what? And you will leave your father, leave your mother, pack,
tell you, do the same thing, go and learn of God. You say, is God that far away? No, God is in your village. No, no. Go there. So please, don't compare yourself with that career crazy folk in your department. Don't compare yourself with that person that, hope you have not heard me saying don't pursue good things in life. I've never said that, amen. The air is good on you, praise God. Hallelujah, and it's not cheap. Get money to buy it. Amen. Praise God. But it will be more on that omission. Think God will have time analyzing Sacristy Taylor. He's so busy. Brad Champion. He's always watching UEFA. That is his issue. Brad Moses, the security expert. He's always busy. Rafa, he's always on the pole. Jesus, he's always on the pole. He's always on the pole. You think that's what you think that would be the issue? It should be one thing. What have you done with my gospel? That would be it. So that is why we invented the word in this church. You say fight back. That's the point. Fight back. It's fight. Why? What I have not done, I have not done. What I have not done must be done. Some people tell me, if I know some people like define this church, you would have just loved me to just be giving him strict order. Pastor, just tell me what to do. Well, you want to put me inside and gallop? I can't dictate your life for you, but all I will tell you is that what you must do, you must do. Yes. Not my portfolio to try to micromanage your life that yes. Therefore from today, yes. Only sell 5 ZA per day. Don't sell more than that. Only do. It's not mine. My own is that regardless of where you have shook your head to in the day, you can bring this, do that, do what you ought to do. Is that clear, brethren? I'm saying it smiling, but it's actually key. It's I say it again. The way we devote ourselves to education is enough to judge us. It's just enough. You can do that for some of us for a certificate that we are never going to use in our life. You know, I saw a lot of people anywhere. I see, these are going to go and look for. Sorry, I'm not asking you right here. Instead of them to, like, seriously, there are some people are jobless. Okay, let's leave it, yeah. No, we celebrate. So we celebrate. What have you learned that 1 year? I'm not a graduate. But I'm watching. So interpret for somebody. Yeah, you're trying to say, give me job now. This is it. What that 1 year? What have you learned? You are just contributing to the problem of Nigeria. When as you are flaunting your NYS certificate, also flaunt a skill you learned during that year, or how you plan. I mean, what is your plan? Oh yeah, Ajuaya, praise the Lord. You in Nigeria, don't you know that as government is saying that they are frowning, say these people, they are adding to our problem, they are adding to our unemployment rate. They are government are frowning until you are flaunting all over Facebook. And nobody is seeing you. Praise God. Of course, I'm not saying it's bad to celebrate. It's good. Let your family. Also, I'm simply saying, let it not be that alone. Let it be the man of the earth. Amen? Sorry, that's... I'll be the DJ over there. You know it's called a DJ? I will explain DJ for you in this series. Okay. So, hope you understood what I just said. So, fight back when you need to fight back. Don't have that excuse. Don't be convenient with you. Be ashamed of that excuse not to serve God. Write it down. I must be ashamed of any excuse to serve God. I must be ashamed. I had to travel somewhere this week. I was just knocking my head on the wall throughout. Which kind of rubbish is this? Stop rubbish. That's why I was saying all true. So just look at you. Why are you frowning like this? When do you I must frown at. How do you write it down there? I must be ashamed of any excuse. No, sir. Some people just come there, well, pastor, don't be chewing gum. Well, it's not really that. I love this, your God, but you know, God, our God is a God of times and seasons. Right now, I'm in the prime of my life. Amen. There are times to make money. You know, God, understand? Eh? Yes, pastor, do you know why Jesus never started ministry till he was 30? Yeah? He was trying to make money for the ministry. You know, your pastor would say, hey, pastor, right now, I am currently 29 and a half. I have 6 months more to make the job. I'm sorry, to make the money. So why not just cut me some slack, pastor? Eh? And let those who are still 21, like Brother Jude, let them do the job. Amen? How are you loving? Thank you. That is official age. Amen, amen. Love you, man. Okay, so last time we stopped at looking at fear, right? Remember? So I said fear is not of God. Sorry, I may be a bit slow. Just try and flow with me. So fear is not of God. Do this or you die. You mess up with God, he messes up with you. You drop his tithe, he removes your left tire on highway. I heard that in Pastor Nyan and someone said, man, somebody just go. Just funny. When you just go on the expressway, yeah, his tire just went away. Pop, pop, and say, ha! Driver, you pay your tithe. Like, not his own tithe now, driver. That means his tire has flat tire because the driver is not. What's that? Amen. That is not your God, that's not our God. And also, this is why I also knew that it was not God that killed Ananias and Sapphira. I will come back to that again today. So, God does not deal in fear. He does not deal with fear. I know you have a song that you sing. I come to thee, oh Lord, who is... Exodus 12, open it. Sorry, Exodus 14, Abby. 15.
Oh Lord, among the gods.
Don't forget that. Among the what? The gods. That means you are comparing with somebody, right?
Glorious in
God. You are even parting it.
Fearful.
Doing wonders. What are the wonders? What are the exploits? Glory to God. Now let's sing that song in context. Exodus 15. You see the wonder. And I will tell you to put your name of your family in one verse there. If it will still be wonders to you. Don't know Egyptians are people, right? Or you think Jesus did not die for them? Exodus 15. Let's read from verse 3 together. Okay, let me read 3 for you. Read 4 so you can catch your breath. Okay, the Lord is a man of war. The man of war. Who is that God of war? Inside that movie I watched today. The Aries, Avi, God of war. That's Wonder Woman. Amen. See, the Lord is a man of war. And the Lord is his name. Verse 4, yes? Put your family, put your SNS family name there, yes? No. Okay, make sure your neighbor's father in verse 4. Yes, read, come on. And his souls, he cast into the sea. The chosen captains are drowned. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Yes, sir. Right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Hey, the right hand, O Lord, has dashed in. Put your father again. Okay. And in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against it. Thou sentest them for thy wrath, which consumed them as was stubble. Okay, verse 8.
Nursery, the waters were gathered together, the floods stood upright as an heap, and the depths were compared.
The enemy said, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide this floor. My loss shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. Verse 10.
And for them, they sank as lead.
Now let's sing our song, verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O God, among the gods? Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness.
Fear.
Doing wonders. Don't put hallelujah, it's not there. Verse 12. Thou stretch out thy right hand, and the earth swallowed them. Let's stop there. These guys are professional words. DJ. He's got DJ. Because verse 11 should tell you something. He said, among the gods. That's the first mistake. That means you are comparing him with some people. So what you are seeing, let me explain carefully. What you are seeing in Exodus 15 is the exploit of God plus the exploits of some people. It's not only God. God is not the only player in the deliverance of Israel from Egypt. Never forget that. God is not the only player. That's the issue. I'm not trying to say, for instance, that's why I told you, when you are reading the Bible, be patient. For instance, when they were leaving Egypt, Bible said he went ahead of them in a cloud of what? Cloud by day, right? And fire by night, right? But do you remember that actually that Bible says even in the night time, in the daytime, the Egyptians could not see them. Do you remember? And in the night, the fire separated Israel from the Egyptians. Why do you think eventually the Egypt could see Israelites to pursue them? They never believed. Do you remember the story of Elisha? When when people came to arrest Elisha and say, alas, my master, we are done for. What did he say? He said, they that are with us, right? I'm one of them. And he said, I can't see them. That means Gehazi and Elisha, they are highly protected. But because he could not see, he was fearful. Imagine if he was the only one there. If Elisha was not there, he would have run and even surrendered to an enemy that he already had power over. Are you with me? But thank God Elisha now prayed that, okay, God, open the eyes. Open his eyes. Let him see. So, that protection that existed between existed for Israel, who do you think knew? Almost only Moses. I think cloud of fire, cloud and fire, it may not be that literal. Are you with me? Who wrote the book? It's Moses, right? It may not be that literal. So it was their own belief that made them fearful. All the fear is the expression of the unbelief. I'm trying to say, even Egypt is never to catch Israel on the road. You understand that everybody that tried to arm Jesus before he was ready for the cross, they all tried. None of them could, yet they never died. You get us? They all tried to arm him. None could. Yet, what happened? They didn't die. And also, to see the mercy of God in the Red Sea. Bible said, when Egypt was now trying to cross the same sea, what happened? Their chariot was stuck. And they said, alas, God is fighting for these people. Egypt themselves said, let us turn back. Well, their God is fighting for them. What now happened? Somebody stretched out his hand. They see close. Amen. So what I'm saying is that, of course, so that glorious in holiness, that is your God. Fearful in whatever praises, that's not your God. He does not deal in fear. Hallelujah. So when you are saying, when you hear, thank God for the deliverance from Egypt, ask, sir, which of the exploits are we thanking God for? Some of the things that happened, Moses, you are the one that we should thank. You and the guys that are working with you. Please, are you getting me? So, a lot of portions in the Bible are degenerized like this. Plenty of people acted. They just gave all the glory to who? To God. Just like, it's so funny. Pastor Joe, remember that? That movie as an example. Remember that that guy that was using internet satellite to track the position of the other enemy? I said, how are you getting where we are? What did he say? Say it is God's will. Say it is God. Say it's God. And that is actually peculiar to Islam. They will kill somebody like this. Say it's God's will. That said, that's God. Say it's God. Yes, it's God. Allah. It's God. So they will mix experts of God with that of the devil and gave everything, all the glory to God. See, our God does not deal in fear. He does not deal in death. See, but rather, he came to deliver us from fear. Thank you. Luke 1 verse 67. Don't turn to Acts from your Denver. You will show gum. Or Nescafe. Or stand up. Your best. Don't disturb me. Luke 167. Are you writing, Mr. Peace? He's always writing. Emoji. I'm gonna auto be pushing right now. I don't know why I call emoji in this church. No? No, brother, I call emoji. Others are S emoji. Yeah, I can't talk to them. Sorry, Luke 167. It is an B-O-G. Okay, look one. 7. Oh, you are so funny, eh? Yeah, so funny. And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath what? Visited and redeemed his people. 69. And hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophet. Can you see? Same thing in we have in Luke 24, and we have in 1 Peter chapter 1, and also in Hebrews 1, and 2 Timothy 3:16. So it says, as he spake by the mouth of who? His holy prophet, which have been since the world began, that what? We should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, 20:74. Everybody want to go? That he will grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without what? Fear. That will mean, let me tell you the truth, that enemy or one of that enemy is fear. So what he promised to Abraham is a relationship devoid of fear. Anything that makes you hear God and you are scared and you want to run under the bed. No. So the whole Egyptian oppression plus Sinai experience, everything is not of God. It's not. Seventy-five. In holiness and what righteousness before him all the days of our life. 76. And thou shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the what? Remission. That is aphesis. Remission, that is aphesis. It means cancellation. Thank you. It means remission of the penalty. Hi. It means to be released from bondage or to be released from imprisonment. Aphesis is A-P-H-E-S-I-S. It means to be released from the bondage or from imprisonment. Like, it's a remission of the penalty. I've said it before. What the gospel takes away primarily is not the action of sin. No. Get this down. Always drill this down in your evangelism. Be loud about it. What the gospel takes away, say it's remission of the penalty. What the gospel takes away is primarily, is not the actions of sins, but the penalty of committing sins. Preach it like that. So I know you are a good guy, you are a good girl. When you see bad people, don't use your goodness to judge them. Amen, amen. What the gospel takes away, why we are here, is because somebody took away the penalty of committing sins. Don't like it, go and fight God. I'm not the one that wrote it there. Whether it sounds moral or immoral to your ear, but it's not my bit. See 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. I'm going to do a letter to God. God, why now? 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. He said, who has saved us and called us with what? An holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Verse 10. What is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who had abolished death and brought light, life and immortality to light through the gospel. What is immortality? Immunity from eternal death. Immunity from eternal. What is immunity? Somebody will do something that is worthy of eternal death, yet he will not die. If you don't like it, go and fight God. I'm tired of fighting over that on Facebook. Eternal salvation. Eternal vindication is eternal. Are you sabi? I don't like it too. I love it to be 99% God. Let me do 1%. So I can have something to boast about. But he said that your 1% is what will spoil the show. So what will I do? It's there. There I saw that thing in Africa. I'm the five. I say, hey, immunity for eternal death. He say, okay, sorry, I'm sorry. Don't preach like that. Oh, Father, our background just affect us. Yeah. So me that I have been. Oh, is it me? I have been keeping myself. I have been keeping. Who says you should not keep yourself? It's good. You have good stuff for that too. But gospel is not you. It's humanity. How can you be the judge? How can you be the determiner for do you know how many people we are talking about? If conduct is the key, do you know how many types of conduct that you use, even you don't merit? What you call your own standard before some people, you are, I see a filthy rag. Ah. So some people born into, say call them monks, or they call them celibate, or call them, they sit in temple, that is where they serve God. They don't think evil, they don't even see evil. They don't even know what is evil. And you are still pursuing money, you are saying you have standard call. Praise God. Go back to Luke 1, Gary 78. See, I will preach it like that. See, I go preach it like that, though. So, Gary is speaking broken for you guys. Just preach them like that. Okay, go back to Luke 1, 78. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. Who? Glory to God. Whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. That's God has stepped down. To give light to all that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Hallelujah. That's awesome. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. This is what the prophet prophesied or are to prophesy about. I wrote my note. I said, when an angel that has sense, when he comes, the first word you hear him say is, fear not. Anyone that came and his mission is to make people fearful, he can doubt if he's of God. I've told you how you know angels are demons is not by their names, it's by the message. The angel that is visiting you every night, and once it's done, you sweat it like divine. Genesis 18, verse 9. Some people say, I know Samaria, they lie to the Holy Ghost. They lie to God. Okay. Let's see some of you that lied now. Think they are the first liar. That one, at least God is not there. Oh no, I know God is there, but at least God is not really, it's not really this one. God was before them. See the lie. Genesis 18, 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah had it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, what Sarah laughed within herself. Why you see, after I wax old, shall I have pleasure of my Lord being old also? 13. And the Lord said unto Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of surety bear a child when I'm old? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time I pointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. 15. 1-2, go, everybody read. Then Sarah, well, he denied, saying what? I laugh not, sir. But she was afraid. And he said, nay, but you did laugh. Did she agree? Did she agree? No reason. So place me this side by side with Acts 5. Don't lie. Amen. So that you know angels are absent. I tell you that most of the angels, the ones that we know their names in the Bible, most of those ones, their sense was in progress. Was they are having sense in progress. So that you know that Gabriel, the sense in Luke 1, 15, 17, and that, right, the sense was low. Somebody was asking you a question, how will I know? You say you won't be able to speak. I'm Gabriel. That's my word. When he went back, somebody told him, the next time you are going to his burial, if you try it, if he just catch you, if he catch you, because I can tell you, Mary asked the same question. All you need to hear, explain. The Holy Ghost will come and put you shadow. Because how God will shadow you. If we hear that Mary became to, if we hear, and she had Jesus, if we hear, Jesus, Jesus will come. When Jesus will come, he will tie him up. You, when your mother told hallelujah. Maybe, and you would have been better for Catholics anyway. You wouldn't have had, you would have done that. Yeah. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. Amen. Hallelujah. See Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. Oh, sorry, this can the Bible be wrong? There is two part, track what? Track 5. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass, Genesis 4, 8, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and what? He slew him. 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I don't know. Remember, what did he do? He lied. He lied. And don't forget, what they actually, do you know, I've explained to you before that on St. Genesis, that what was called curse, that when you hear that like God caused Cain, it's not for lying. No. The curse is the consequence of unbelief. The same thing that happened to Adam. Right, you know, when I was teaching you that the sin of Adam was not imputed on who? On Cain. Cain was not a sinner because Adam was a sinner. No. Adam sinned, Cain sinned. Independence. The only thing that could have joined them together is what? Remember? Influence. They don't talk in English. Anyway, it's influence. We can say Adam influenced something, right? But not that Adam made Cain do what he did. Are you with me? So, what was called the cause was the consequence of unbelief, which was nothing physical. The judgment of Adam was not physical. It was not. 1,000 times it was not. Today we are able to get this. We understand why the earth is going the way it's going. The judgment was not physical. Verse 13 says, and Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Yeah, just verse. Ah, God, what now? And voice, verse 14, behold, thou hast driven me out from this day, from the face of the earth, and from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that was finds me shall slay me. What did God say? Yes? Amen. I ask you this question. What is happening there? Who is to slay him? Man or angel? You can find out. You have the answer. Who is Cain talking about? You are fine with slaying. You think he's talking about men? Answer with proof. So go back to Acts 5. No, it's your grandfather. Great grandfather, I think so. No, you're not using your grandfather. Acts 5, verse 1. So, anyway, we have a God that does not inflict consequence online, whether physical or anything. I just explained to you that the cause you saw on Cain was not because he lied to God, was a consequence. Sorry, it was not even because he killed his brother. That was a consequence of unbelief. The real physical consequence of killing the brother was that one, that when he said, somebody will kill me. And God said, okay, even that one, what will I do? I will prevent it. Hey, that's our God. You must be intelligent to look at the Bible. Of course, really intelligent, not trying to skim. I'm not skimming anything. I'm not trying to. It's there. Just read very well. If God wants to kill a man, will he wait to tell you? If God comes to you and says, sir, I will kill you. That is not a worried guy is smarter than that God. Worried guy will not tell you, I will kill you. The way we tell you that I will kill you is that you are seeing the Lord. Are you with me? No, God cannot anything. That's how you understand that it's not God that killed David's son. If God wants to kill you, it will take 7 days. You will be sick gradually. God is preparing. God say, how can I get this? But if God is too healthy for me. It will just like you will die before the foundation of the world. That's the point. You if God wants to kill, you will not be conceived. But let me say, the people who are not conceived are the people that God has killed. Did you get it? That's deep, I mean. Who is the man that God killed? He didn't exist. Like, God so much killed him that he didn't even know his name. He has to. But God not only kill him, he killed all his grandparents. All his lineage, they are gone. They didn't come. Hallelujah. He doesn't live in time, brethren. Okay? So don't forget that it's not the judgment on Cain was not for lying, was not even for the murder. In fact, what could have been the consequence of the murder was what he later said, that whoever findeth me what will kill me. And God said, don't worry, even that I will prevent. He's not saying I am happy the way you kill Abel. No, he reproved him for it. But how? By words. Yeah. By words. This is who God has always been. Not a New Testament God, but an Old Testament God. Not a dual character. So Acts 5 now, verse 1. When anywhere you see fear, you see dread, terror, horror, everything, horror of him. God, you don't do horror of him. Acts 5, verse 1. And a certain man named what? Ananias, with what? Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also, being privy to it, and of course, okay, maybe you want, I'll come and break this down in another way for you later. Because actually, where the chapter started, I have enough evidence to say they are not even believers at all. This is a certain man is used mostly for unbelievers in the book of Acts. Okay, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Verse 3. Anyway, see verse 2. And kept back part of it, and his wife being privy to it. If it is God that wants to kill them, immediately they conceive that thing. What will happen to them? Fall down. Die. As is yet in their heart. What will happen? They will just disappear. You know how Catanos kill people? Eh? They will not even die. They will just go. Thank you. Just dissolve. No one will see them to bury. Please, they bury this one. How will God want to kill you and they are still burying your corpse? Is he doing better for them? God? Kill him. But see what happened. But so, you see, go to church. At least they came to church. Somebody should die in church. You mean the one that died here in the world? What happened? He rose him back up. Amen. Praise God. Are you alive? Praise the dead. Okay, verse 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why are Satan. Think about it. Now, Peter could discern Satan, right? Say, why has Satan feed your heart? What is the purpose of the enemy? To steal, to kill, and to destroy, right? That means Listen to Israel. Do you think Satan only filled the heart of Ananias not to give to the church or to finish him? So who completed that work of Satan? That's the issue. You saw Satan working in somebody. What should you do immediately? Take out Satan. Take him out immediately. What do you do?
That's why some of you, before I ask you, I will look at you very well. Some of you are not yet hackable.
As I say, I'm hacking you.
Just do it. Let me lie.
But Peter answered, Peter said, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost did not count it. If the Holy Ghost, that's your own, he lied to you, not to the Holy Ghost. It's true.
He lied to.
To keep back part of the prices of the land. But so, why it remains? Was it not yet thy own? No, this is somebody. You know how long he spoke. After it was so, was it not in thy own power? That has not why has thou conceived this thing in thy heart? You have not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, what happened to him?
Fell down,
gave up the ghost. And what's the next thing? Great what? Great. Great. To show you God is not there.
That is from Matthew.
And great fear came about them. Yeah, this thing.
Say fear. Not of God.
So Peter used, let me use the word. I would have said Peter used careless words, but they are not really careless. He meant what he was saying. Perhaps he never knew. This at least from record, this was the first time the word of Peter did something. It was in his heart. But this was the first time his words carried out. I will show you something now. Just flow with me. See verse 6. And the young men arose and wound him up and carried him out. What happened to the gift of raising of the dead? No, Aaron. At least you have killed somebody, Abby. He has learned his lesson. Raise him up.
And it was about
a lot of our ministers, these I've seen some of them in the UK. All these things they say, they don't say it on the cookies there. You arrest them. Command every enemy in your family, die. Don't say it there.
Okay, and it was about the space of 3 hours.
Now, 3 hours. Peter is still boiling. Somebody died, you are still boiling. 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done. Nobody texted. That's a thank God for WhatsApp nowadays. You can say, don't come to your show. Baba is angry. Don't call. Don't come. Oh. Send peace offering. Just run. And see verse 8. And Peter answered unto her, tell me when somebody died. Does that mean nothing to you? You are still particular about Eli, you lie to me, Amy. They lie to Jesus. Even you deny Jesus. Before one small gift, you didn't die. He didn't die.
Okay, are you with me?
And Peter answered, said unto her, tell me whether you sold, please don't sleep, the land for so much. And he said, yeah, for so much. 9.
Slowly, everybody want to go?
Slowly, said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tame the Spirit of God? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are the door. And he carried the earth.
Is it God?
So now, this is why the former worked. Why this one worked is the same reason the former one worked. Now, this one looks like it's more direct, right? But the reason behind this one working was the reason why the first one worked. A desire to operate like Elijah. A desire to show power. It has been there.
And see what happened, verse 10. Then fell he down straight away at his feet. Straight away at his words. And yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in and found that death. Baba, and that one. And carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. What happened? Verse 11. And great fear. Say fear. Came upon all the church. And upon as many as heard these things.
Now, you know, just actually after this scenario, the Bible said the shadow of Peter was in the city.
Hello? Hello?
Why?
Respect, huh? Serious respect. Or did
you know when you enter a program and you somebody man of God tell you, yes, I prayed for so village, three people die, I prayed for so, what will happen? Ah, man of God.
Now I've told you, it's not about the result.
That result that you think, that result craziness, it's not about the result. Once you push, you miss God. You may think you saw God that day, but you will miss God. One thing, you will miss God. Ah, God. What do you think prevented most of us from knowing the truth all this way? No result. Hello, brethren. Hilary. No result. You didn't just start ministry this year. You say, wait, this one. Let me leave my own. I pray this one. Once you have a result-minded Christianity, you will miss God. You so much miss Him. I didn't say you will be longing for God. I mean, you will be looking for God. He will be so far away. Think about it. That is why spiritual growth is in everything. Do you know in Acts chapter 8, when Simon is Sostra, this one even said, take this money and give me this Holy Ghost. What did Peter Paul say?
The money perishes.
Think the gift of the Spirit may be what? Purchased with money. But what is it? Please open it. Let me not call it for you. No, you know it. Open it. He now added something that he did not add for Ananias and Sapphira.
Acts 8 verse what? Please help us. Help us, come on. Okay, Acts 8 verse 22, everybody, come on.
Why didn't he add that for the last answer?
He repents.
What do you think happened between Acts 5 and Acts 8?
Peter has grew up out spiritually. Any man of God still killing people has not grown. Quote me. Anyway, you have not grown spiritually.
Your pastor is a killer. Your pastor is a baby. So, to understand that this is not just by the way. Let's see Peter before these days. This action is not strange at all. Go back to Luke 24. That is why if an armed robber becomes born again, you must teach him well that he won't use his former expertise to serve God now. That's why you must not make an ex-armed robber. Some people just see them in church. You don't know what they do before. Yeah, because they have Mosu. Okay, can you just be the purpose protocol? Ah. Then they will bring out sword. And cut off what he said. Because the ground is bent to touch pastor. Ahead of what sense, which I don't wish to say. Check Luke 22 verse 49. You are listening, please. I'm going. 22:49. When they which were brought in saw what would follow, they said unto him, when Jesus was arrested, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? He didn't wait for answer. And one of them, you don't know his name yet, smote the servant of the high priest and cut right or left ear, the proper one, the right one. The right one, who get that? And Jesus answered and said, oh, it is okay. Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear, and what? He healed him. That is very vital. I'm coming gradually. Well, so Luke told us that Jesus healed the guy. But see the account of John, John 18, verse 10. John, get more like Peter too. Let's write it down there like that. Luke covered the name of the emoji. Just some copy. John 18:10. What's it? Then what? Simon Peter. Having a sword. Threw it. He described the scenario. And smoked the right piece, some right high priest, someone cut off. He cut it off. He even said his servant name. So I'm going to verify. Is who? Marcus. Nobody's buying Marcus yet. So now, Matthew now captured an eternal truth. See Matthew 24:51. When David saw what Matthew wrote, David would have shouted in the name. Yeah? Matthew 24:51. This, I will just answer a lot of questions in the Bible. I'm going to pick up right now. Matthew 24:51. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand. Notice he also covered the emoji. And drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. 52. Everybody want to go? Look, sorry, 26. 26, sorry now, 52. Sorry, Luke 26, now 52. Want to go, please? Then said Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword into his place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. This, write in your note clearly, this is not karma. Jesus is showing a disapproval of any killing in the name of God. Jesus was not teaching karma there. He's not saying if you kill by his sword, that means his sword that will kill you. No. He's rather showing what? A disapproval of any killing in the name of God. Ladies and gentlemen, millions have died with sword in the name of God. Sword rather. Oh God. Well, how do you think Joshua will react to this? Yeah? So what happened to all the people we killed in Jericho? In Ai? In Canaan? The Philistines? Jesus died for them. Moabites, Ammonites. You know what Moses said? He said, for I will make war with the demonites from generation to generation. Amalekite. He said, it was that prophecy that this one, Samuel now remembered in 1 Samuel 15, now told Saul, go and smote. See, yes, Moses told us, this thing must be from generation to generation. Now, this is another generation. Now go and smooth the Amalek. What did he say? You must keep reading that one until you rest with Moses when you see him in heaven. Open it. 1 Samuel 15, have you? Is it 15 or 14? No, it's 15, no. Samuel said unto 15 verse 1. Samuel said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now, therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the word of the Lord.
Lord said the Lord of hosts.
I remember. See.
Oh God.
Just please. I'm here on Monday, okay? I want to demystify thus said the Lord for you.
I remember. So who is the Lord? Where did he come from?
From, because, okay. Quickly, that should be. Exodus 17. Go to Exodus 17, please.
Verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel at Rephidim.
Are you there? And this is when Moses was holding up his hand, and suddenly we heard they put a stone under his hand. And verse 13, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of his sword.
14.
Everybody want to go? And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under the heaven. Verse 16, for he said, I see the name of, and people are still praying by this name today, and Moses built an altar and called the name of what? Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. That is a God of no mercy. So if you are using Jehovah Nissi to pray against your enemy, don't be surprised the day it bans on you too. Verse 16, for he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord, imagine, see, what does the Lord? The Lord has sworn that the Lord, serious, will have war, will war with Amalek, which from what? Generation to generation. So this is what Samuel now revived, 15 verse 1. That cannot be your God. You saw how they carried up. You saw now. So this does see the Lord right now. Who is the Lord? Hello? How can you give me another word? Of course, this does. I will see. This will be on Monday. That's if I'm able to do one in four service on Sunday. Please, those of you that will not be here on Sunday morning, try and follow. Try and listen to the live stream maybe on Sunday evening. So when I'm teaching on Monday, you can flow with it. So therefore, this does hear the Lord of hosts. Can you give me another word to interpret that? Sorry, and that word could just describe that to replace that for people to understand. Now you have seen how it came. Now, Samuel is now saying, thus said the Lord, I remember. Help me now, feel free. Huh? God is written, yes. But that's not too clear enough. That's where it's correct. You know that person? Oh, that's right. I see. Huh? Can we simply say, as Moses said, or as Moses desired? I could first said, as the scripture said. Then you look at the scripture. Who was saying there? Moses. So, what is he every door see the Lord that you tremble for? 1,000 times no. And do you know how many doors see the Lord are in the Bible? Old door see the Lord. No, so if somebody just turned to the channel right now, just hear me that I'm saying, God said the Lord is not God speaking. Ah, see this man of God. See this man of God. Yeah? If God strike you right now, your mouth. Now your mouth just turn like this. Okay? Amen. See verse 2-3. Now, it said, God said the Lord of hosts. I remember that which Amalek. Well, I can just tell you that this passage, you just say, as I have read, that's all. As I read. You read it, that's all. As I read in the law. I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came from Egypt. 12, 2, 3, sorry. Now go and smite Amalek. and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both what? Man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. I would have loved Samuel to have speared infant and suckling. What did he spear? He speared something. His cow. He said, they will use them to sacrifice to God. Sorry, sorry, Jerry. Thank you. I would have loved Saul to just spear people. What did he spear? He spear animal. I say, I'm going to spear animal for what? Sacrifice. Can you see how the shadow has turned us crazy? You kill the human being that you have to be a priest over. You are spearing animal to offer sacrifice to God. The shadow. Shadow. Normally there ought to be a kingdom of priests to be ministering to people. The people you kill them. Left animal alive. God loves animal. He killed his blood. Or you kill the animal. Offer blood to him. That is not my God. Infant and suffering. Even United Nations we reject. This is why. Now, that is why believers. And do you know why? Why do you think God is so convenient that Samuel just write it? If God could, he would have said, Samuel, please remove this one. But God trusts you that you can, yes, demystify this by the Spirit of God. It's a tax. Why not? We are able. You cannot read this one before any. Can you read this one before any woman? Just go to the baby's word in the hospital. I'm going to read this one today. Just say the Lord, infant and suffering, you are dying. And this is in the Bible. Is it? We are not going to remove it. And yet, we want to preach this God to people. You see that the Bible must be explained. It's a must. God must be explained. Maybe that is a must that we do this study. Or else, any logical human being, my wife will be the first to disregard the God. Say, God? What a God? See that it's so convenient to use that word for God. What? Go to Egypt now. Go and read the Jesus you see today. You see them no more. I read for them. They will tell you that since we can't see that God, we start with you. Imagine God sent Jonah, go and preach to people. And Jonah preached and they repented. And Jonah. Ah! And that is the mindset of the prophet. Praise God. That is why the one that God called the greatest of them is the one that didn't do anything. No miracle. See, dude, what is miracle? Okay, before you. I can only say, God didn't even give him power. This power is the issue. See, this power is. You don't say this power. This power is. God said this power is the issue. Okay. I'm not saying God of the world that you should know. No. I'm not saying that. Of course, I trust you guys in this place. I'm simply saying those guys, power without sense. Then Elisha, pocket to that guy. Just said the law, Ezekiel. Set your house in order, for thou shalt surely die, and thou shalt not live. Yeah? And he turned back. Do intercession. God prayed. God told him, Mr. Man, go back. You have grumbled. Ah! He was the one that wrote, was writing it, and so he did not write his own grumbling there. Ah! Let him die now. Okay, oh! God said, yes, I have 15 more years. Hallelujah. That is why he sent him there.
It's not for the initial announcement. It's so that something can be done. He didn't say, "Don't set your house in that way. I'm coming to kill you." Death is coming. You are sick. You will die.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. And go back to where are we? So we're in Matthew 24:52. Sorry, 26:53 now. Now, so all the killings, all the wars, they said, all the wars
were never God's will. That was the law of sin and death walking in men. That is,
don't sleep, please.
Walking in men.
Matthew 26, now 53. Now, please follow me, read this slowly. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall what? Presently give me more than 12 legions of angels. Please write this clearly in your notes. Angels to defend, not to destroy. Angels to protect. He's not saying God could have given me 12 legions of angels to finish all of you. That is not what he's saying. It's to defend me, to prevent me from being handed over to you. Of course, we have seen the operation of the angels. We have been seeing them. It has been happening, right? Huh? In Luke 4, when he told them that the Spirit of God is upon me, they want to throw him down the mountain. And the Bible says he walked through the midst of them. Hallelujah. Agbarani. Praise God. The Bible says he told them, John chapter, he said, before Abraham was, I am. Hey, they pick up stones. What happened? He dodged. So in 2 Kings chapter 1, what should that emoji has done? Thou man of God, come down. What did he say? I be a man of God. Oh! See, Elisha's own is worse. You already saw shadow of fire defending you. You know those shadows, they were not killing them, right? Baptist and God opened your eyes of gears. And what he saw, the mountains filled with chariots and horses of fire. They didn't carry out any action. Elisha with his mouth. Now, fine. Are you playing game? What are you doing with that phone? What are you doing with the phone? No, you're not typing. Get sense now. Come and pick your note. What's that? Go and pick your note. Go and pick your note. You'll be pressing phone like you are. Oh yeah, where am I? Yeah. And he said, "Let Barrow, brother. Awesome. Oh God, smite them now, I pray thee." It was blindness. That in the portfolio. You are already defended. And now into the haha guys, who are you looking for? Prophet Elisha. Okay, you don't know where he is. Follow me. Thousands of people. Ah. Later, you now took them somewhere. Anyway, it's a bit better. You now give them food, David. But did you make them see again? Okay, yes. Yes, they're now. Ah, leave the. Let's not talk about them. Amen, amen. The angels
to defend.
So we have angels for our defense. Say, I have angels
for my defense, not for attack. No, you, I know you all love that attack. That, and then the attack, attack is a sweet one.
Ah! Go ahead, laugh now. Go ahead, ask you now. You're not frowning at me. Laugh. Laugh first. How would I know Aki? Wait. Aha, you must laugh. Must be Akibu. Thank you. Yeah, I'm Akibu. Awesome. Ojut, hope you are writing. Hope you are writing. Right, oh. Oh, no, just make rap for your pastor. You yes. I know you call down fire. you will see somebody calling down fire in your church. You don't have to do anything. Your pastor has so team there. Amen. Okay, thank you. So angels can defend. That's the point. We say, God, can we just supply some sauce? Let them feel. God, if I am truly serving God, the desire is in a lot of what I know, even me. There was a day that a policeman did something for me in road, and I collected over 11 k over. Imagine. Oh, yeah, there was, you know, vehicle number, right? Over 13 digits. Things so long. Everything was correct. In their own police certificate, every other part of road was everything never was correct. But in their own, when they wrote themselves, they now miss one digit. One digit. Instead of six, they wrote nine. But maybe six, it seems to me that they just guys say, hey, he has cashed me today. Hey, I was going to put that because that was between Bini Bina and Nora. And the guy delayed me. See, I will handcuff him. He said he will tie me to the vehicle. He brought out the anchor, he brought out the tie. I was just there speaking in tongues. Oh, that you tell me, nobody will wait for you. They delayed me for hours until they collected. He didn't even think. And I was coming from a program in Ondo, actually. I just finished ministry. I'm saying, it was just after that mini DG and there are some things you have to really confess who you are in Christ.
I'm born of love.
You are, as you are confessing, you are crying.
Oh God, I'm born of love.
I dare not do anything. Amen.
So go to Hebrews 12. So please write this down. The law is a mirror. It's a mirror of judgment. It's a mirror of, but call it self-inflicted judgment. The law is a mirror of the result of man going in his own way. All those judgments of sin and death, you can call them a mirror of the consequences of unbelief, but not of God. Is self-inflicted. Not God's doing.
Not God's doing. It will soon be done. I'm going to have to keep you.
Hebrews 12:25.
Wait for all of you. Also read it.
Hebrews 12:25.
You read the initial part before. So I'm sure you can understand
Paul said, he talked about the mountain you have not come to, right? Huh? Then he talked about the mountain that you came to. He now said in 35. Want to go? Let's read. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, who refuse him that spake on earth? Talking to those that Moses disciplined. Much more. Say much more. Shall not we escape? Why? If we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. First, write this down. All the judgment of sin, all the physical judgment of sin, was a result of utterances spoken on earth. All the physical consequence of sin was a result of utterances spoken on earth. Got that? Now, you now say, now see this one. You now say much more. Ah. We have some very terrible things in the Bible. We have Gehazi, for instance, he now became leprous till he died. The Bible says all the leprosy of the house of Naaman, everything he carried, his generation. So a lot of people do us, we have consequences. Pharaoh died, he sank. That camp of Sennacherib, that an angel went and killed 185,000 soldiers in one night. So he's now saying there is a punishment that is more than that. It could not have been physical. Just say, okay, see that you refuse not him that speaketh to, for if they escape not, who refuse him that speaketh where? On earth. Much more shall not, to tell you that those, all those physical consequences is just a mirror of something. Are you with me? Is a mirror of something that is not physical. Much more now shall not we escape if we reject, turn away from him that speaketh from where? From heaven. Why? Because he that speaketh from heaven came to deliver us from this same consequence. He came to deliver us from, oh God. Just like we call something forgiveness of sin. If you reject forgiveness of sin, what are you saying yes to? Huh? I will pay for my sin. So if God's gift in Christ is forgiveness, to reject forgiveness is not that you will be on the middle row. It's not that you will be neutral. No, to reject forgiveness is to accept wrath. Not the wrath of God. It's the wrath of I want to do it myself. I'll explain better. So, go to that First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10. He came to deliver us from that fear. Don't sleep. Maybe 15 minutes. First Timothy, Thessalonians 1:10. He is not coming to deliver us from himself. That would not make sense. He delivers us from ourselves to himself. Not from himself. Not from his anger. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. Wait for you guys. The next week, 15 hours. Okay. 1:10.
Slowly, want to go? Yes. And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. He is not delivering us from himself, not from him, but from the wrath. What is the wrath? From our own way. Twice Solomon captured something. Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14. What is wrath? Proverbs 14 verse 12. At times they will call it the wrath of God. But it's not of God. Why is God the wrath of God? It's because the thing will only come because you reject the mercy of God. That's why they termed it. Don't forget God's word and God's action. That's why they termed it the wrath of God. See Proverbs 14 verse 12. Twice he captured this. Slowly. Okay, I wait for you. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man. See? Hey. But what? The end thereof are the ways of death. This is a lot. Why? It seems right to a man. That means this way will not look like it has any physical consequence. Man will not be able to decode any physical. You will never knew. That means you will never knew the physical consequence attached to this. Are you with me? Why? It will look right. Reasoning will not be able to prove God. I mean, in his totality, of course. The way we look right, the way we make sense, the way we not even have any physical judgment attached to it. Same thing in 1625, same proverb. 1625, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end. So death is the destination of man's way. Of course, not physical death, it's on your own separation. Yes, Proverbs 14:12, then 1625. Death is the result, is the destination of man's way. It's the destination. What's that moving final destination? Romans 5. Verse 8. Hallelujah. Romans 5, verse 8. But God commended his love towards us. Say his love. Say God's action towards us is his love. So that is God's communication. That is what is active in God, is love. The activity you will find in God is love, not wrath. The wrath is not in his activity. The wrath is in the activity of men. In the activity you will find in God is love, for God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet what? Sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be what? Saved from wrath, not his wrath, from wrath through him. Can you see? He cannot be saving us from himself. Why would Pastor Ezekiel have a lion at home and he's now trying to save children from a lion that he brought to the house? That would not be reasonable. Amen. Verse 10. You see the rot now. So you want to go? For if when we were what? That is the rod. Our own disposition. Our own way. When we were hostile. When we were in hostility. We were reconciled to God by the what? The death of his son. Much more being now what? Reconciled. We shall be what? Saved by his life. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And his blood too.
So back to Hebrews 12, verse 26.
Verse 26 now. That's the last scripture coming. Yes, that's tripping up one to the other.
So, you know, said here, whose voice then shook the earth? But now he had promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also what?
Heaven. Now, keep, look at this. I shake heaven. That's a lot. I mean, there later.
And this word, yet once more, signified the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made.
Ah, hallelujah.
That be those things which cannot be shaken
may remain. What are the things that are shaking?
Huh? So he shook, so the shakeable have been shaken. That is shakeable. Go to Hebrews 8, last verse. Hebrews 8, last verse. In that he set a new covenant, he had made the what? First old. Yes, keep reading. Now that which decayed and was kept old is ready to vanish away. So that's what he's saying there. So and this word yet once more signify the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made. They were made. It's not of God. Men made them. All those rituals, men made them. Men introduced them. The law, the sacrifices, the oblation, confession of sin, penance, everything, or Catholic things, indulgence, they were things that were made. They were made. Everything you do to approach, but they were made. He said, yes, this word yet once more signifying the removing of those things that are shaking, as of things that were made. Anything that makes you remember. Say, for in this sacrifice there is a continuous remembrance. How do you put it in Hebrews 10? For there is a remembrance of sin continually. Everything that makes you remember things continually. Things done to serve this sin offering. There were things that are made. That's it. That those things which cannot be what? Shaking may remain. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what are the things that cannot be shaken? It is things that existed before everything was made. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were what? Made by him. Now this is different. Now, what are the other things? You see it. And in him was nothing made that was made. I'm talking about rocks and mountains. He now said, next verse, he said what? In him was what? Life. And the life was what? Light. In the image of men. And the light shined in darkness. The darkness comprehended his name. Hallelujah. What is the thing that cannot be shaken? 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5 now says, for God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shined where? In our hearts. To give us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our salvation
cannot be shaken.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 28. Wherefore we receiving a what? Come on, Hebrews 12, 28. Come on. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved. Glory! Do you know where you see Sokuda is salvation? Do you know where you see Sinesoda Abiku salvation? Do you know where you see Abiku? Where is Abiku? Abiku is Ogbanje salvation. Amen. Praise God. Anywhere you see the salvation, I look like disappears. I don't know. I'm not saying she's wrong. I don't know where you see China Shenko. You know. I don't know where you see Stephen salvation. Amen. I don't know where you see all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Techno salvation. Those techno infinix. You know. Sorry, I used one myself. Amen. Sorry. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All those Real Madrid salvation, you understand? Yeah, that they cannot make. Say, we receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the point. That's all we have. Praise God. When he took out the shadow, he gave us. He consummated, he finalized a kingdom which cannot be shaken. He now said, let us have grace whereby we may what? Serve God acceptably with what now? Reverence. That is what? Godly fear. Reverence. That is godly fear. Why? All the fears he described before, the fear of Sinai was never godly fear. That is terror. That one was horror film. Give me an example of an horror film. He would dead. I read it. Who did I read it? You can't do that movie. I know you're right. You can never know it. Give me an Isakaba Igbo film. I go to the same world. End of the Weekend. Who watched that film? Yeah. Hey! Hallelujah. Horror film. Igbo load of money. Hallelujah! See, our God does not deal in awe of him. Say, God was not on Sinai. He's not there. That's it. Hallelujah. So, after telling you the things that he has removed, say, wherefore we receive it. A kingdom. Don't mind the people who have turned kingdom to business. Imagine. The people who pick kingdom right now, they will just, oh wow, hallelujah, the kingdom. Yeah, the kingdom. The kingdom. What is the kingdom? He was describing kingdom since chapter 1. And now interpreting kingdom with Warren Buffett. Since chapter 1, he has been describing the kingdom. You know, using Adobe, this thing to say, wow, by the time you're in Adobe, by the time you move from a class teacher to what? To what? HOD, that's you still in kingdom. Hallelujah. So God is looking for people who can major in the IT industry. That's why we have Bitcoin as a new move of the spirit. Fire. God will forgive that man. So this blockchain technology. Don't you have message again? Oh no, I mean, what is that? Blockchain that crashed. Man, the things are still crashed. Have you? From 11k per Bitcoin to from 11 million per Bitcoin to how many million? Like one or two. How much is it now? Thank you, Jared. Yes, you are glad you have your money in there. Amen. Praise God.
Can't you just read the Bible? If you read, you receive message. You have message to preach. Read. That's all. Amen. So you should have that. Say at least Sunday. At least pity your congregation. At least Sunday, Saturday evening. Don't watch too much news. Just make it sacred. They say, come on, son. Say, brethren, Nigeria, eh? This is Nigeria, eh? Where we are going? You must not feel, if you check 2 months ahead of this on Saturday night, if you check, just come on Sunday, say, ah! No, you just come on Sunday, say, don't worry, you go beat big, you go tired, they go tired, they go tired. You don't know when you say it. Amen. Just come out of your tongue, you see who's stubborn fast. Yes, we show this prayer. Who's stubborn fast? And guess what? And it's from the hometown of our pastor in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you know what I've been facing at. Hallelujah. Say for our God. He's a consuming fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Amen. He took out our fears. Amen. Praise God. He took out our unworthiness. He took it out. Thank you. Let him take a tithe. He took away our sins. He consumed the law. He consumed our fear. So now we have confidence towards God. Now we worship without fear. Ooh. Without fear. And Lord, someone say, I dear calling Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Godly fear. Thank you. Reverence. Why are we like this in church coming for you? That is reverence. It's not because if you, you know, some people say, our church. Once you leave our church, everything that was working for you before, it will not work. Have you been in church before? No, because I trust you. I trust you. Then if you leave. There are some of you, I can whisper to you, actually, if you leave this place, you will make it.
That's very true.
Joshua, till he falls, let him go. He will blow. Amen. In fact, with what you have learned, oh God, everything, God, they will not be able to cheat you again. You already know very well. So if as you are leaving, praise God. The good thing about serving God is that even if you don't serve Him, you keep loving Him. Amen. That is the good thing about serving Him. The good thing is that if you tell Him that God, I'm not serving you again, He won't stop loving you. Hallelujah. Yeah, tell Him I'm not doing evangelism again. He will not withdraw His commitment from you. He cannot. Refuse to pray. Call Him anytime in time of danger. He will answer you. That is a joker. Many pastors don't like this. We tell them. So, what is our own tool to hold them down? Sorry. None. It's not even the word. Without the word, they are saved. I mean, without teaching them, they are saved. Of course, we know best. We'll keep feasting with this love. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the joker. The God that turns when you is that when you turn your back on Him, that is a fallacy. Say if somebody stops believing in Jesus, are you okay? Even humanity is not to do you wrong. You know how many people have disowned this father, disowned their mother? That every day the mother is praying that to have him back. You know what I'm saying? You know, people have said, "Dad, I'm not." It's not in Nigeria, and that's why you are talking like that. Go to US. Ladies that have left home since 16. As I just clicking through that, say you are 16. I go, "Bam, 16, pwah! Off from high school." Yes, every day the mother will be in church. God, my daughter. So they have more love than God. That somebody stop believing the gospel. Ah, that's the end. That's chosen. God will just say, "Well, you have shown you're too late." He say, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He say, "I have loved you." Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's a good thing about God. Oh, you are here to know. You are not, I didn't see anybody here. I just saved in this church. Saved before you got here. You only know him. Praise God. And imagine all Catholics knowing this. God will be saved. Imagine drilling this down into all redeemers. Your tithe is not for acceptability. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what I'm saying? The more we teach about his character, the more bolder we are. Dash out the word. So we worship without fear. We serve with confidence. We shout God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their sins to them. And that same God is the same yesterday. In the Old Testament, he said, the God that was not imputing sin was the same in the Garden of Eden, was the same in the Red Sea, was the same. Was not the one that rejected Saul. He rejects no man. Hallelujah. He was the same. He was not the one that shagged David for his sins. He was the same. So, like I told you, same yesterday to them, it is the ministers that now change. People with that minister in the name of God. We saw how Peter progressed from a killer and assassin in the name of God. A man that will kill physically. Why will it be difficult to kill with words? The same killing. So it's the ministers that changed. Not our God that changed. You guess what? God has not found a better tool to speak to man than men. That's the issue. It's men that we use to communicate with men. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we are doing in this series, this is not damage control. What is damage control? This is not, we are not trying to paint a black God white. Eh? No, I say, it's a peace. God is black. Let's paint him white. No. We are rather taking off the black that men has painted in. We are showing men who God truly is. Praise God. I just love to give us a song from James 1:17. Eh? Every good, every perfect gift from above, from the Father of life. Right. With whom there is no what? Variable. A shadow of him, of his own will, he got us through the well of truth. We should be what? Like the first one of his creation. Hallelujah. God is so good. 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 May I done writing be of it? God is so good. God
you are so good. God, you are so good. God, you are so good. Hey, God, you are so good.
You are so good.
God, you are so good.
You are so good.
Lift up your hands in God, is so good.
God,
he's so good.
He's so good.
Let's sing, God, you are so good. God, you are so good. God, you are so good. Yeah,
you are so good.
God, you are so good. God, you are so good.
God, you are so good.
You are so good. So good,
you are so good.
You have always been so good. Yeah.
Cattle,
Mata,
Cattle,
Mata,
Mata, died for man. Yeah.
And he rose as a man. So we give praise to God in man. Who died for man.
To God,
so we give praise to God in man,
amen.
Who died for man. So we give praise to God in man.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Who died for man.
Hey, one more time. God in man. God in man.
God in man. Who died for man.
Yeah.
And he rose as a man.
He rose as a man. As a man.
So we give praise to God in man. Who died for man.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. This message is strong in our mouth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, just pray in tongues briefly. Hallelujah. Remember those ones who are yet to grasp this truth. Remember those ones who are yet to grasp the reality of our salvation, reality of the good God. This is the reality of the good God. Reality of the good God. Reality of a good God. Just pray for them. Just pray for them. Come on. Halate le sote le sota ke tolimate le mazapala basti ketites. Light shines in the name of Jesus. Light dawns in the name of Jesus. Light dawns in the name of Jesus. Light dawns in the name of Jesus. Le ketoli mali mazapita tete rastege rastega rastege rastegeta kamolama. Kolamana, yeketila ma satalema zetolima zempoli ras.